In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from two very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, enough research will tend to support your theory. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Looked at a little bit of information this morning I would like to share with you. It's really important stuff. Did you realize, of all the paper we use in this country, I don't know, Jeff, did you see that? Of all the trees that are cut and made into paper, you know, they want to keep from cutting trees. Don't cut any more trees. We're going to run out of trees. If we run out of trees, we're going to run out of toilet paper. According to this information, toilet paper amounts to 49% of all paper products, right at half of all the paper made in the world, or in the United States, goes into toilet paper. And, you know, of all the magazines that we get that are free anymore, we used to, back in the old days when we ate in the house and went outside to the toilet, today, see, we do it the other way around. We go out to eat, go into the bathroom. But back in those days, you didn't buy toilet paper any more than you bought dog food. Farmers had two or three dogs, never bought dog food, and didn't buy toilet paper. Used the old Sears catalogs, whatever was available. But anyhow, for whatever it's worth, if you want to save trees, that's the way to start. Just quit using, well, go back to corn cobs, I guess. Anyway, back to Beardstown, Illinois. Beardstown, Illinois, we've been shipping hogs to Beardstown, Illinois, out of much of the Midwestern area for years. Big Cargill plant there, kill a lot of hogs. And anyhow, the ICE people, I-C-E, that's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, raided Beardstown Cargill plant. And they found, it wasn't 60, it was 58 illegal workers. 54 were Mexicans, 2 were from El Salvador, 1 was from Guatemala, and 1 was from Argentina. They were there with false identities, including Social Security numbers, and they had gotten their Social Security numbers from their bosses. Now, you say, that serves Cargill right, right? They shouldn't be hiring illegal aliens. Now, here's the way these big multinational corporations defend their actions. They don't hire illegals. They hire or they have a contract with another group or another organization that hires illegals. In other words, the way this worked, and I don't know what they do. They say nearly 50 of them, 58 of them, and they call them cleaning services. Now, they don't need 58 people sweeping the floors or scrub. I've been in a gob of packing plants. There's water running all the time. Actually, packing plants are one of the cleanest places you could work. People don't understand that because, they see you butcher a deer in the fall of the year, and you know what a mess that is, but that's because you don't know how to butcher a deer. if he was in the packing plant, there's nothing to it. But anyway, I guess these people, they call them cleaning services, and so Cargill contracts out to Quality Service Integrity Incorporated. So this Integrity Incorporated company is furnishing identity for these illegals. Now, where do they get the identity? And this is the thing. They might have your Social Security number. Possibility. There's 58 of them. They've got 58 Social Security numbers that they got someplace. You can't make up a Social Security number. You've got to have one. Anyhow, that's what the deal is. So Cargill's, it doesn't bother Cargill any. They're not going to be in any trouble at all. However, the owners or the managers, there's 13 managers of the Quality Service Integrity Incorporated. They have been charged with aggravated identity theft, and they're locked up. They're going to go to, they are in jail. They're going to go to court. So, anyhow, kind of an interesting way to do business. And that happened in Beardstown, Illinois, at the Cargill plant. But apparently Cargill is free to go because they don't hire their help. They hire somebody to hire their help. All right, let's move along here. We've been discussing red light cameras for some time now, and how when you run a red light, you can get a ticket in the mail, and they have your picture of your car with the license plate on it as you ran the red light. At least they say you ran the red light. You really have no way to fight the thing. Well, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, they had these red light programs going, and I'm not sure exactly who sued, but this has gone on through several levels of justice now, and the Minnesota Supreme Court rebuked the photo enforcement program with a unanimous decision against the Minneapolis red light camera program. The high court upheld last September's Court of Appeals decision that found the city's program had violated state law. When we come back, we will have more. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
And we have returned. Now, back to these red light cameras. They are out of business in Minnesota. The Minneapolis Red Light Camera Program went all the way to the Minnesota Supreme Court, and the High Court upheld the September Court of Appeals decision that found the city's program had violated state law. Now, here's the way it goes. The Supreme Court found that Minneapolis had disregarded a state law imposing uniformity of traffic laws across the state. The city's photo ticket program offered the accused fewer due process protections than available to motorists prosecuted for the same offense in the conventional way after having been pulled over by a policeman. The court argued that Minneapolis had, in effect, created a new type of crime. Owner liability for red light violations where the owner neither required nor knowingly permitted the violation. Here's what the court said. We emphasize that a driver must be able to travel throughout the state without the risk of violating an ordinance with which he is not familiar. The court wrote, the same concerns apply to owners, but taking the state's argument to its logical conclusion, a city could extend liability to owners for any number of traffic offenses as to which the act places liability only on drivers. Allowing each municipality to impose different liabilities would render the act's uniformity requirement meaningless. Such a result demonstrates that the Minneapolis ordinance conflicts with state law. Now, That's the story we have here. You watch. You watch. Now there'll be legislation in the Minnesota Capitol to get these red light cameras all over the state. That means that it will be the same in every city, every community, everywhere there's a red light. Sooner or later, they'll get the thing done. But anyhow, that's what the Minnesota Supreme Court didn't say that the cameras were illegal particularly, but it was a way they were being used, and people wouldn't know whether it was in the town or not, and blah, blah, blah. But anyhow, that's the way it is, at least for now, in Minnesota. I have talked over and over and over, time and time again, about the United States Department of Agriculture and its budget. And, you know, you look at the ag budget and you say, my gosh, can you believe those farmers get all that money? And I said, look, you don't realize what's in the Agriculture Department's budget. The farmer's share of the ag budget is minuscule. For example, food stamps are in the USDA's budget. We also see much of the welfare food program, like school lunches, in the USDA's budget. But the biggie, I guess, is USDA's Rural Development Division. And when we come back, we'll discuss that. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Again, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Now, here's the USDA's Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program. Rural development in the Department of Agriculture goes back to FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, his New Deal program. And like I've said time and time again, I'm old enough to remember the old AAA offices that stood for the Agricultural Adjustment Act. And farmers started getting paid to do things on their farm. They could buy lime, and they could mow their pastures, and you got paid for these little different things that you did to make things better out on the farm. But then they came up with this Rural Development Division of the Department of Agriculture. Now, I think I remember, so don't hold me to these figures. But when we had some changes in the administration back some 25, 30 years ago, we had certain presidents that said, you know, we're going to eliminate part of the Department of Agriculture. There's just too many people working there. And at that time, if I remember right, there was like 8,000 people worked for the Department of Agriculture. Well, today, the Rural Development Division has some 7,000 people just working in rural development. But back to the 1930s, Franklin Roosevelt responded with programs to resettle farmers. There was a lot of farmers that were going broke. And that was part of the New Deal, was to resettle farmers, bring electricity to isolated parts of the nation that didn't have electricity. Today, there are 40 separate programs. There are programs for broadband internet access, telemedicine, long-distance learning. They spend billions on housing loans and rental subsidies. There's some 400,000 apartments scattered across the country that people living in them get rental subsidies. All this comes out of the Department of Agriculture budget. This agriculture budget recently, and this is coming from the Washington Post, recently refurbished a municipal dock that was built with the help of almost $2 million in low-interest loans from the Department of Agriculture. Provincetown Art Association and Museum used nearly $3 million in grants and loans. Now, the grants, that's free money, from the Agriculture Department to add gallery space and renovate a historic sea captain's house. The Department of Agriculture is financing a new actors' theater in Wellfleet, recently awarded a grant to a garden center in Hyannis to build a windmill. You know, we're going down to Let Freedom Ring in Alamogordo, and if you remember, G.B. said he was going to get a windmill up so we would have water by the time we got there. He didn't realize that he could have gotten in touch with the Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program, and they would have built him a windmill. Although Cape Cod is only a short trip from Boston in Providence, Rhode Island, it's home to some of the wealthiest beach towns in the United States. The Agriculture Department calls it Rural America. That means it qualifies for aids originally intended for farmland, backwoods areas. On Martha's Vineyard, the USDA guaranteed a $4.5 million loan for the popular Black Dog Tavern. The loan has been repaid, they say, but it was to refinance the tavern's mortgage and expand Black Dog's retail clothing business. On Nantucket, where the population swells to the size of a small city in summer months, the Agriculture Department provides rental subsidies for families placed or priced out of the local market. The USDA has handed out more than $70 billion in grants, loans, and loan guarantees since 2001 as part of the Rural Development Program. Now, all of this, people, is coming out of the Department of Agriculture's budget. They have beach resorts and suburban developments. They found more than three times as much money went to metropolitan areas with populations of 50,000 or more than it did to the small communities. Populations of 50,000 or more got $30.33 billion. Rural communities got $8.6 billion. Recreation and retirement communities alone out of that 30 got $8.8 billion. Recreation and retirement communities. All they have to do is be in a rural area, and a rural area is any place you don't have 50,000 people. Among the recipients were electric companies awarded almost $1 billion in low-interest loans to serve booming suburbs of Atlanta and Tampa, Florida. Beach towns in Cape Cod to New Jersey to Florida collected federal money for water and sewer systems, town halls, and boardwalks. An internet provider in Houston got $23 million in loans to wire affluent subdivisions, including one that boasts multi-million-dollar houses. And so it goes. So when you look at the Department of Agriculture's budget, you don't need to be thinking for a moment that that goes to agriculture, because the majority of it doesn't. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Brookfield, Missouri Sales Company is going to be holding a special calf and yearling sale Friday, April the 13th. Now, that's at Brookfield, Missouri. Early listings include several big strings of one-owner cattle, including 140 head of black steers and heifers. Now, these are white-tagged and weaned, weighing 5 to 650. Here's another 85-head string of black and black baldies, some Charolais crosses on them. They've had three rounds of shots and weaned. 80 head of black and black baldy steers and heifers, all red tagged and weaned. 50 head of black and black baldy Charolais steers and heifers, they're shot. In fact, most of these cattle are green cattle coming off of one farm, and most of them have had their shots and are weaned. Now, that's for the special cattle and calf sale, or the special calf and yearling sale, coming up Friday the 13th. That's this coming Friday at the Brookfield, Missouri sale barn. And then there'll be a special cow sale at Brookfield Friday, April the 20th. That's for the special sales coming up at Brookfield, Missouri, Friday the 13th.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And now, here's the star of the show, a man who says timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance, Derry Brownfield.
Now, I'm looking at another bit of ignorance gone to seed, people. I have here a news release from the Illinois State Highway Patrol. They don't say Highway Patrol, it says Illinois State Police. I guess that's a Highway Patrol, isn't it? And it's information for women. And I'm going to tell you what the Illinois State Police wants you to do if you are sexually assaulted or if you're confronted. It goes on to say, fighting for your safety may be necessary. Since many attacks on women are not sexually motivated, they are designed to degrade and humiliate. Talking your way out of it may be easier than fighting. Now, here's the methods that are particularly important if your assailant has a gun or a knife, or there's more than one attacker. So fighting wouldn't be too desirable there because you can't go to a gunfight with a fingernail file, and that's what they recommend you do, really. But there's documentation of assailants that left a would-be victim alone after she told him that she was pregnant and had to kill her baby. And telling an attacker that you have VD or AIDS can discourage him. Or putting your fingers into your throat and making yourself vomit usually gets results. This is what you do if someone is going to sexually assault you. Use your imagination. You can think of others. The Illinois State Police don't use their imagination. They let it up to you, all right? I say they've used their imagination. The above methods are particularly important if your assailant has a gun or a knife, or there is more than one attacker. Now, get this one. Use of a firearm to protect yourself or property is not recommended. Why? Well, because guns are stolen from residences, and that's a primary way of getting guns into the hands of criminals. Hey, this dude's already got a gun. Wouldn't it be easier to get out of his, get him out of your life by shooting him first? No, not really. Half of all women that fire a gun trying to protect themselves shoot someone they do not want to. See, I've talked to women about guns. The women that I personally know, that know how they know how to use a gun. No big deal. But I've talked to some of the girls here at the office. I said, you ought to have a gun. We had a lady here that worked at the office. Always, she came in at 4 o'clock in the morning. She says, I'm not going out on the street at 4 o'clock in the morning without a gun. And she came out to my place, wanted to sight in her rifle for deer season. Cute little girl, little bitty girl. And I said, sure. So she came out, and she went up in the woods, and she shot for a while. And then she came back, and she said, do you care if I shoot my pistol? I said, of course not. And she had a little bitty Beretta. Is it a Beretta or a something? A little bitty thing in her purse. She said, what should I shoot at? And there was a mud hen out on our pond. I said, hit that duck. Oh, you don't want me to shoot your duck. I said, go on and shoot the duck. And it was way out there. Jeff's looking at me. But, Jeff, it was halfway across the lake. It was out there, I don't know, 40, 50 yards, something like that. She said, I said, go ahead and shoot it. And I thought, you know, she'd go bang, and the water would splash, and the duck would, if it was a mud hen, it'd go down, you know, they hide, they can go right under the water. Boy, she went boom, 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 just that fast, and man, that old duck collapsed. I mean, she got him. Now, somebody like that is not going to misfire when they're under attack. And I tell these girls, they say, oh, I'd be afraid of a gun. I said, you ought to have a gun, and you ought to know as much about that gun as you do your hair dryer. Could you go in the bathroom in total darkness and use your hair dryer? Or if it was a part, could you put it together and make it work? Why, sure. I said, you ought to be able to do the same thing with a gun. If it becomes a tool, and then you're not going to go shoot somebody you're not aiming at. Anyway, let's go on with, be aware of those times. Let's see. Be aware of those times and places where there is a potential for attack and be prepared to defend yourself. And then they mention parking lots and elevators and other places. But you've got articles in your handbag that make useful defense weapons, like a nail file, a rat tail comb, a teasing brush, pens and pencils, keys, anything rigid. That's going to keep that guy with a knife out of your face, right? Concentrate on these areas and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it goes on to tell you that screaming may be just as important to your defense as any weapon. But for gosh sakes, don't have a gun! Ignorance gone to seed, and that's from the Illinois State Police. All right. Then I got... And by the way, this is from an Illinois state cop. Dear Derry, I loved your show today. I listen every day, and sometimes twice a day. Derry, I am a policeman, and I plan on standing with the cowboys when the time comes. I believe in the Constitution, and in fact, I carry a copy in the cruiser with me every day at work. I'm 40 years old, and I teach the younger officers about the Constitution. I protect and help the people of Ohio. I thought he was an Illinois cop. No, he was from Ohio. Keep up the good work, and God bless. So anyway, if you are a lady and you are sexually attacked, get out your nail file. Come on. Be prepared. Anyhow, now we have kid-friendly NAIS. That's National Animal Identification System. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is introducing a new National Identification System for animals. It's a display to educate youth on the importance of the system in a kid-friendly manner. They have comic book characters out. It's a tabletop display. They've got Doxy and Spunky. And that illustrates the role of the state and local veterinarians, animal health and brand inspectors, and premise identification. Colorado State Fair and the Colorado State University have recently adopted policies that require 4-H and FFA livestock exhibitors to have premises identification numbers for the 2007 State Fair and the 2007 through 08 4-H enrollment year. Now, Colorado Department of Agriculture's group conceived a more kid-friendly educational piece. We wanted something that would catch 4-H and FFA members' eyes and entice them to read the information. At the same time, we also wanted parents to be receptive to our informational piece. Lakewood, California. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is introducing a new National Animal Identification System display. And it goes on. But anyway, what lengths will these people go to cram animal identification on a mandatory basis down our throats? Now, we had a caller back some months ago. Jeff, did you bring me more than one? Didn't you give me two of these? Well, I've lost Cliff. But I don't know what happened to him. But hang on, we're not going to use him just yet. Hang on for just another minute or two. I remember, no, I don't remember this, but I talked to, Mike Flynn at the Kansas City Stockyards. Mike Flynn and Harry Truman knew each other very, very well. And one year during World War II, they weren't going to have the FFA and 4-H programs at the American Royal because they said there wasn't any money in the budget for the youth. Mike Flynn got on the telephone, called the White House, and told Harry Truman what the deal was. Harry Truman said, I'll see to it that we have a 4-H and FFA program at the American Royal this year, and it happened. Now, here's exactly what these people should do. They should say, look, we're not going to register our premises. So there will just be no 4-H and FFA programs at the Colorado State Fair this year. You know they wouldn't cancel it. They'd get something done. But people are going to be going along with it. You just watch. They'll say, oh, well, we don't want to. It's for the children. And we'll sign up our premises regardless. Let's take a break. We'll be right back and go to the telephones right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Let's go to the telephones in Illinois. Bob, hi, you're on the air, Bob.
Hello, Derry. About your comment about the Illinois State Police and the recommendations for women that are accosted, they almost have to recommend that women don't respond with a gun. The Illinois State Police have never supported firearms carry legislation in Illinois that I know of, not legislation for private citizens. And the governor is opposed to it, as are, I would say, a big majority of the legislators in the Chicago area. And about the only ones in Illinois, women that may have a firearm to protect themselves are wives of Chicago police officers, who I understand frequently carry their husband's handgun with them when their husband is even out of state. So,
and you know they know how to use them. The husbands would have taught them how to use them. See, there's nothing dangerous about a gun if you're familiar with it. That's when people get hurt, is when they don't know what they're doing. A gun's no more dangerous than a chainsaw or an electric outlet or all kinds of things that can kill you, you know.
Right. I agree with you there. And, unfortunately, the Illinois State Police, I think, are just going to go along with the governor that is in power in his opposition to, you know.
That's because they want to hold their jobs.
that's correct. And so women don't have the opportunity to carry a handgun for protection. And hopefully that will change in the future.
Yeah. You know, in Missouri, we got a pretty good, if you have to have a gun law, which I don't like. On Missouri's concealed carry law or bill, you can conceal a gun in your vehicle without any kind of a permit, which that's kind of all right.
Type of legislation.
Yeah, see, I don't like them. About the permits is that, you know, if we knew they were going to remain the permit, it wouldn't be so bad. But that'll be the first thing they do when they start collecting the guns. They'll go to everybody that they know have guns. So
right.
Any...
Well, I already know everybody has to have a FOID card.
Oh, I know.
Or a motorcycle ID. And, yeah.
Yeah, you guys in Illinois, I'm glad I'm on the west side of the Mississippi. Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. Let's take another call from Illinois. Mike, hi, you're up next, Mike.
My first comment, I'll open with the Illinois State Police. In my opinion, the uniformed patrolmen that you see around are not what we would call police. They're just generators of revenue anymore. They're just ticket writers. But I have a coincidental.
Hey, I hear music. I wasn't watching the clock close enough. Hang on, Mike. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thirty-five years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and how to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a machinery consignment sale this coming Saturday, April the 14th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, the sale starts at 12 o'clock noon on Saturday the 14th of this month. Several tractors have been consigned, including a 3020 John Deere, a 656 International with loader, a 4230 Case IH with cab in excellent condition. Several pieces of hay equipment are going to be selling, including a New Holland Square baler, a 605 Vermeer baler, a hay trailer, brush hog, 1090 CIH mower, and that's a mower conditioner, by the way, a couple of Ford pickups, and a 1999 Yamaha ATV, two Bobcat skid steers, 177-53 Bobcat, like new, a considerable amount of livestock equipment, including a foremost hydraulic chute and an alley. A lot of farm equipment going to be selling. For more information, call the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. That sale this Saturday, April the 14th. And we have returned. Now, we still have Mike with us from Illinois, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead with your story.
Got a little pamphlet here that was revised 2 of 94. It's from the NRA Institute for Legislative Action. The title of it is A Question of Self-Defense, and on page 6 it says, based on several public opinion surveys, especially a Peter Hart survey commissioned by a handgun ban organization. Florida State University professor Gary Kleck has estimated there were about 645,000 defensive uses of handguns against persons per year, and that excluded police or military use. This professor Kleck also found that guns of all types are used substantially more defensively than criminally, and gun-wielding civilians in self-defense or some other legally justified cause killed between 1,500 and 2,800 felons annually. He also says, according to the U.S. Justice Department, victimization studies analyzed by this professor Kleck, for both robbery and assault, victims who used guns for protection were less likely either to be attacked or injured than victims who responded in any other way, including those who did not resist at all, and victims who resisted robbers, and the victims were unarmed at that time, were less likely to lose their property. When victims use guns to resist crimes, the crimes usually are disrupted and the victims are not injured. So I guess that kind of throws the whole nail file and stick your fingers down your throat and throw up on the assault. To me, that kind of pushes that theory out of the way. And I have really no use for the, personally speaking, I have no use for the Illinois State Police Uniform Division, again, because these guys write more seatbelt tickets than they do anything, and it's really discouraging, to say the least.
You know, I put 22,000-pound licenses on my pickup trucks, or maybe the little ones just got 18,000. But you don't have to wear a seatbelt if you're driving a vehicle that's licensed over 18,000 pounds. So I don't worry about seatbelts anymore. You know, I used to buckle up until they passed a federal law. And then I said, no, they're not going to make me do that. But anyway, you mentioned in Illinois, and I think a lot of state patrol are this way, but I have received, and I've got a file upstairs, Jeff. I can show you every ticket I've gotten. I kept them. I made a file of them. I can tell you the cop that wrote it for me. I've gotten 5 speeding tickets. Every one of them was back when we had 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. I didn't consider myself speeding in any one of them. I wasn't driving what I call fast, but I was driving over 55 miles an hour, and I got 4 of those in Illinois.
Yes, sir. So, they're concerned about generating that revenue, and then it would be very interesting to find out, Gary, out of the probably millions of dollars of fines that are generated in this state alone, what happens to that money after it's generated and paid into the various court systems?
I don't know, but let's go to Bruce in Illinois. Bruce, maybe you have some answers. Thanks for the call, Bob. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, Derry. You know, in the state of Illinois, the state police recommend that women use fingernail clippers and fingernail files and such items as that for self-defense. And the sad truth is that there are gun bills coming through the Illinois General Assembly that have made it out of committee. And if these bills actually become law, fingernail clippers and fingernail files may be one of the few forms of self-defense that every Illinoisan actually has.
Well, they take them away from you on airplanes. You'll probably want them, too.
Well, you know, I mean, to actually have the Illinois State Police suggest that women in the state of Illinois tell their attackers that they're either pregnant or they have a venereal disease or AIDS, and then if all nothing else works, to vomit on them. I mean, this is as absurd, Derry, as having the women to carry condoms for rape protection.
Hey, we are out of time. Let's just put that in the ignorance gone to seed column, Bruce, and let's move along, because the clock tells us that I must move along. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
dreams.